it's disappointing. And I think given the talent that is in the parliament, I guess the positions are vied after, but you know, women make up more than 50% of the population, and I'm not saying men can't represent us, I think, you know, in the same way that I think boards benefit from having the input of women in the upper echelon of decision making, I believe the same is true of the parliament.
What will parliament, or what will the cabinet, miss out on, given that there's only one woman there?
A different way of thinking. I mean, there is no doubt that men and women think differently, and it, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's using the synergy of both sexes that actually contribute to really good decision making.
Does the argument of merit explain this discrepancy?
It could. I mean, I'm not privy to what the Prime Minister has thought about, but there have been, I think you could say we've been being prepared for this because there's been stories in the media saying things like, it's got to be the best person for the job. It may be a man, it could be a woman. You know, there's been that speculation appearing in the media. I always think we're being softened up when those sorts of stories appear. I'm sure Julie Bishop is accustomed to being the token woman throughout her career, and here she is being the token woman again.
What example do you think this sets, given that people do look to politics for leadership?
How hard a road we still have to go if you're a woman. You know, how the glass ceiling still does exist in Australia. We're told it doesn't, but that's a nonsense. It does exist. And, you know, and it's time it didn't exist. We've just got to get over it. And we've got to make sure that women contribute equally as men do to important decisions. I mean, years ago when I was running the Women's Weekly, I was concerned at the lack of women in decision-making areas in Parliament, because I felt that our voice wasn't heard well enough and our views weren't canvassed well enough and decisions were made on our behalf with female input. You can't have that kind of parliament in 2013. It's unacceptable.
Do you think there's a place for a quota system then to address the imbalance?
In the parliament, I certainly think we need a quota system as far as corporate boards go. Absolutely, I supported it entirely. I used not, but I do now. I hadn't really thought about the parliament, but look, I'm warming to the idea,